Gary Vee, he was actually saying this. What is the one thing keeping your clients up at night? Is it that they're overthinking? Is it that they don't have enough money? If you can solve that solution, if you can show people a roadmap on what they get to become, you will have more people buy from you. So for me, for instance, I get people that come into my light code training that then come into being unity consciousness, where they realize that they are everything because they're in unity of consciousness.
If you think about the Matrix,
you have the blue pill. This is where you stay the same. Nothing f***ing changes. Or I give you the red pill. I show you how la-la my life is, and I take you to the depth of the rabbit hole. So it gets to be up to you.
Calling in all entrepreneurs, lightworkers, starseeds who are here ready to make impact, more money on this earth, and shift to the fifth dimension. Are you ready to ascend? Arrow!
Hello, you sexy fucking aliens. Welcome back to another Ascension Codes podcast with the famous Natalie fucking Patterson. You are welcome. Welcome, 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 guys. Today, I'm going to be teaching you guys how to create a movement. Now, I have just finished my 5D Codes Australian tour, and I'm so excited that I'm going to teach you guys the little pieces of what I actually taught in that training. So, how do we create a movement? And so the thing is, guys, a lot of people have asked me, how are you so successful? How have you built such a big business? And the one thing that I really notice is I'm actually creating a movement, right? I'm creating a movement of other like-minded light leaders wanting to be wealthy, wanting to be banked, wanting to help humanity. It is a full movement. Like my hand thing, it is a movement. Whenever I speak anywhere, whenever I do anything, like even this girl came up to meet Tony Robbins, she was like, Natalie Patterson, oh my God. Like, I'm creating a fucking cult, guys, right? I'm creating a cult of cool, fucking, hot humans that want to be spiritual and rich as fuck, all right? And so when it comes down to building a really awesome brand, building a really cool movement, building a really cool cult, what you actually need to do is establish who you're talking to, what are the key things that you're teaching, and really what is the movement creating for the people to become? Like, who do they become in the movement, right? So for instance, my movement is people that are spiritual, they get to become rich and sexy and spiritual as fuck, right? This is the movement that I get to take people on. This is the creation of when they first come into my containers of like, I'm making a little bit of money and I'm really, really spiritual. And then I'm like, cool, let's get you banked as fuck. Let's get you sexy as fuck so that you feel like you're the most illuminant fucking masterpiece so that people just come to you so that you're a full fucking magnet. Now, these are the things that I teach in all of my programs, guys. And I'm so excited that I get to teach you this today. So please grab your pens. Please grab your paper. This isn't like all the other podcasts that I do that I'm just riffing. These are actually questions that I have put together for you to really think about establishing your movement, for you to actually establish your brand. And this is one of the things that I have been teaching in my 5D Codes tour, is that there is a component called Boss Babe Branding. And it's really about how you establish yourself in the marketplace to you building a huge empire. So, pens, papers, let's do it. Guys, I want you to journal on this question. Why do you want to create a movement? Why do you want to create a movement? Now, I'm specifically speaking to the people that already have businesses. If you don't have a business, start one, come and hire me as a coach. We'll get you fucking banked, all right? Really, you guys need to start thinking about why, if you've already got a business, like, what's the next step? Well, the next step for you is to really create and build an awesome brand. And underneath brand is always a movement, right? It's a cult. It's a culture. It's something that people can move and grow with. There is a really good book that teaches all about this, which is called Expert Secrets by Russell Brand. And in this book, he actually expresses and shows you that to build a culture, you've got to build a cult. Now, he has a business called Funnels, all right, ClickFunnels. For those of you who don't know, go and have a look at it. ClickFunnels is how you actually build funnels so that you can drive paid ads to your business and people can buy really easily, okay? And ClickFunnels is, there's like a signature thing that he has. You're only one click away. And what he's been able to build is such a massive movement of other people creating whatever business that they have, putting it onto their his ClickFunnels system, and for them to become banked as fuck, which is so cool. And so today I want you guys to really reflect on how and why do you want to create a movement? So journal this. Why do you want to create a movement? Then the next question I want you to ask yourself is, what do you stand for? Now, I stand for people being light leaders. I stand for people being spirit-led. I stand for people waking up to their mission. I stand for people building empires. I stand for people activating in light language. I stand for light language being the biggest fucking frequency on this earth. I stand for people activating, you know, to their highest timeline. I stand for people being so devoted to their soul path. Now, you guys know that because I speak about this. I bang on about this. In fact, you know someone's brand is fucking strong when you can fucking, you already know what they're going to talk about in their content. You guys know my content always speaks about money. My content always speaks about building a brand. My content always speaks about light language. My content always speaks about mission. My content always speaks about how I help people. This is my movement. I am helping and I stand for people that are spiritual, that want to be banked, right? Because I'm creating the new 5D earth. I'm creating the new earth. And this is what light leaders do. And so I really want to inspire you guys. What do you stand for? Ask yourself this question. Write this down. Ponder on this. And come back to this question. Come back time and time and time again. Even leave these questions out on your bench for 2 weeks. And every day, journal one little piece, because I'm guaranteeing you there's going to be more and more and more pieces that just drop in for you. You're a coach that is wanting to hit 10K months consistently. You're wanting to learn the energetics, the mindset, and the mission statement of what you're here to bring into humanity. If you're wanting to learn the strategies, the systems of how I've been able to hold $1 million business in my second year, babes, I have got something juicy for you. I have created a business and spiritual container called Unity Consciousness for the purpose of allowing you to access your innate gifts, to help you level up in your business and help you make consistent cash flow that you can then go out and live your most joyous freedom lifestyle. If you would like to find out more, click on the link down below. The next question I want you to ask yourself is, what do you want to be known for? So I know that I have the most comprehensive light language modality in the world. I will be so world known for that. What else do I want to be known for? I want to be known for being loud, crazy, obnoxious as fuck, because this is who I am. I want to be known for making a huge impact on this earth. I want to be known for creating other people's success in their business. I want to be so fucking known for people anchoring into their mission and them living a life devoted to spirit. I want to be known for being a multimillionaire that travels the world, helping humanity and living the life of her fucking dreams. What do you want to be known for? What do you want to stand for? What do you want to be known for? Ponder this question. Now, the next thing is to create a movement and to really hit the nail on the head in your content, I need you to ask yourself this question. What fears are your clients facing right now? So we know, to be a successful business owner, we need to solve people's solutions. It's as simple as that. When you find out your client's fear and you solve it with a solution, guess what? You're going to make fucking money. It's actually so simple, guys. Literally, all you need to do is fucking solve their questions. It's so simple. So, journal. What are the fears that your clients are currently facing? Another question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? What is hurting them and what do they want to move away from? So for instance, I know with my clients, what's hurting them is that they don't have a high money buffer. What's hurting them is that they don't have enough team. What's hurting them is that they haven't actually built the systems and the structure to be able to hold more money and clients. What's hurting them is that they don't have enough tools and resources to keep teaching. What's hurting them is that they're not fully anchored into their mission. What's hurting them is that they're still lacking clarity. What's hurting them is that they're still unsure of really what programs they should be running or how much money they're supposed to be charging. And what they want to move away from is them being powerless, is them overthinking, is them choosing to overthink things that are just fucking them over. And when you keep looping and overthinking, what you're doing is you're being frozen in that moment. And fear feeds on stationary people. You want to move away from the things that are fucking you over, and you want to move into things that are going to create you more time freedom, money freedom, and fucking happiness, right? Now, the next key piece here is, what is keeping your clients up at night? Think about this. Is it that they're overthinking? Is it that they don't have enough money? Is it that they're not in their purpose? Is it that they're, you know, not with their loved ones that they want to be? Is it that they're not traveling the world? Like, what is keeping them up at night? If you can solve that question, you will be guaranteed a millionaire. Because this is a thing. This is the one question. I remember being at Gary Vee. He was actually saying this. What is the one thing keeping your clients up at night? If you can solve that solution, you've got a $1 million business. If you can solve that solution, you've got a $1 million business. And funnily enough, yesterday when I was cleaning out my desk, I actually found the book from Gary Vee, and I found these questions. And I found a whole heap of other questions. Now, funnily enough, I was already teaching this at my 5D codes before I found this book again. So what a synchronicity, guys. You were meant to hear this today. How fucking cool. Babes, are you wanting to fucking build an empire and be an embodied millionaire? Okay, I've got you. The Oracle is a 12-month mastermind full of women that are already peaking at 15, 20, 30K months and are wanting to fully embody the codes of the millionaire. This 12-month mastermind is nothing like I've ever done before. There is 3 retreats that'll be all around Australia. You get in-person events 3 times a year, plus access to my Light Codes practitioner training, as well as chickens and a dashboard every Tuesday and every second Thursday a training. This is for the boss babes that are wanting to build their fucking empires, that are fully pioneering movements. If this is speaking to your soul and you know you want to be called forward into a higher realm of intuition, of dedication and full devotion to your mission, the link will be down below. So another question is, where do your clients want to be? Let's future pace them. Let's go into their goals for a moment. What do they want to create? Who do they want to be? Who do they have to become? Now, if you can also future pace them, they're going to be more anchored in to the confidence that you will take them to where they need to be. So really ask yourself this, like, who do they want to be? So I know the girls that I work with, they want to become the Oracle. And I teach this because if you think about the Matrix, right? If you think about the Matrix, you have the blue pill. This is where you stay the same. You fucking stay stuck. Nothing fucking changes. Or I give you the red pill. I show you how la-la my life is. And I take you to the depth of the rabbit hole. So it gets to be up to you. Now, with the red pill, I know that my clients, when they take this red pill and work with me, they become the Oracle. They don't just become a simulation. They don't just stay in the same place, knowing the same things. They realize and wake up to the fact that they are the simulation. They are the Oracle. They are creating the whole entire frequency of how they control every fucking thing in their life. And I inspire people to take the power back. So they channel for themselves. They channel their programs. They know where they're going. They get clarity. They get direction. They get the results. I empower people to become the Oracle. So when they wake up to light language, when they wake up to their soul gifts, when they wake up to more money, when they let go of limiting beliefs that are holding them back, they tune in to the fact that they control their whole entire computer system. They control the whole entire Matrix. They are the Oracle. If you haven't seen the Matrix, go and fucking watch it, guys. It's fucking so good. And that's why I call my mastermind the Oracle, is because I'm really taking people from just being spiritual or just being a business owner to becoming the Oracle, where they become the light. They become the light leader that changes and creates such big ripples and such massive waves on this earth. And so there needs to be a roadmap that you guys have in place. If you want to create a movement, there has to be a roadmap for people to be like, okay, I start here and I become in here. There's a movement that I get to create. So for me, for instance, I get people that come into my light code training that then come into being unity consciousness, where they realize that everything is, they are everything because they're in unity of consciousness. Then they come into being the Oracle, where they actually play the game back on itself. That's why I have a movement, a journey where people can actually journey with me so that they end up becoming something. If you can show people a roadmap on what they get to become, you will have more people buy from you. I promise you, right? And so I really want to inspire you guys. Sit down with a business coach. And if you don't have one, you know where I am. Sit down with a business coach and be like, what are my offerings and who do I help people become? Because when you can hit the nail on the head there, guys, I promise you, it'll be so much easier to actually make sales. And beautiful souls, take the time over the next couple of days to really journey this, to really sit down and write these questions down. Because if you can answer these questions for your clients or for your fucking on your content, I promise you, you will start converting way easier in the DMs. Like, I convert and sell so much in the DMs so quickly just because my content speaks directly to my soulmate clients, and you can too. I'm creating a movement where I show people this is who you are and this is where you go. This is the roadmap. This is the movement. This is the journey that I take you on. And so, my beautiful souls, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got so many cool little downloads and pieces of the puzzle. Journal, 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 journal on this. It's going to help you. I love you deeply. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if this has helped you, please share it to your friends and family. Literally, the more light leaders that we can get step into this, the more movements we can create, the bigger the ripple effects we're going to have across our whole entire globe, the quicker we create the new earth, right? And that's my movement, guys. I want to create the new fucking earth. Yes, you're welcome. So if you would like to win a free coaching session with me valued at $2,500, please go and leave a review at Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It would be an absolute honor to read your review, soak up your beautiful responses, and I would absolutely love that. So I'm going to read out one right now from someone, and I'm so excited. So, Natalia, you have one. I'm so excited. I'm going to read you guys this beautiful fucking testimonial. So, as I dive deep into my self-development journey, I seem to be in alignment and attracting people, souls, without searching. It always seems to be right on time. As I learn to trust myself more and my intuition, it's like I'm being pulled into my purpose and my dream reality. That's Natalie for me right now. I came across her podcast on Spotify, and with only one episode about being a spiritual coach, I feel so inspired, as if someone has lit a fire within me and I'm burning in passion. I know that I eventually want to coach women into being the best version of themselves, and just like magic, this podcast appeared when I needed it the most. Ah, I love this. There's something about like-minded souls that just find their way to each other. I feel like I'm finding my soul tribe. I feel heard listening to Natalie. I feel like I can be my authentic self. I can't wait to dive deeper into her podcast and become immersed. This is so nice. I would love to be mentored by such a spiritual baddie. And from one freaking podcast, it has left an imprint and impact, and I'm ready to conquer this new and powerful version of me. Oh, Natalia. This is so beautiful. Oh my God. I'm so, you know, guys, it's so funny. I get up and I do these podcasts and I'm not really that aware of how many people it helps until people get on and like, oh my God, Nat, I listened to your podcast. It was so amazing. You're so amazing. And reading this like actually touches my heart. So much work and dedication goes into what I do. So I'm so receiving this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My team will message you, babe. You will get to have a one-on-one with me. So guys, if you want to have a one-on-one with me, just like Natalia is going to have, please. Yeah, leave a review. That's so special. I'm lost for words. Okay, illy, my fam. Illy. Are you wanting to break through from your current level of dimension of where you're at? If you get 5D activated, you'll get everything that you want. I have created the most comprehensive light language modality in the world. Join me January 18th, 19th, 20th in person in the Gold Coast with me and my beautiful team to help you become a light co-practitioner. This is the first light language practitioner training literally in the world. You'll be a certified light code practitioner. You'll also be a certified light code healer. We will teach you about tapping into your past lives and all about the psychic gifts that you innately have. If you would like to find out more, click on the link below or the link in my bio.